Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Part of this is you don't get to take that and then use it against us to act like you've never had dysfunction on your own or like you've never been violent or said violent things, Maxine Waters.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning and happy, happy Monday. It would not be the Chicks on the Right if we were not having technical difficulties this morning. So I am going to try to enlist my husband to help me figure out what is going on with Daisy's connection. And I think he actually has a solution.
The solution is coffee. The solution is coffee, everybody. It's coffee. Hello. Good morning.
Surprise. Good we're morning. Together.
Good morning. Good morning.
Get yourself situated. Come on in here.
Hold on. Good morning.
Look at who's here, you guys.
Hello.
And we're going to get to why she's here in just a moment. But first, I wanted to share. You actually should do the honors. We have an email from.
I'll totally read it. I never get to read these.
You never get to read these. So this is from Maria Palermo Whitaker. And she has written us an email.
Totally
and then I'll show.
Okay.
I'll show the thing.
Hello, ladies. Just wanted to share this with you. I listen to you every day, although due to my schedule, it is very rare that I catch you live. You started talking about your sponsor, Bone Frog Coffee, and I thought, what the heck? I will give it a try. Got my first bag, and I was hooked. I began a subscription and wrote a comment in the customer notes section telling them about you ladies and thanking them for their service. To my surprise, when I received my next order, there was a handwritten note. This is what they do. See the attachment. Thank you for all that you do. You help me stay in the loop and bring a smile to me every day. Have a happy new year. Oh, and balls. Sincerely, Maria Whitaker.
That's so sweet. And so she included a picture of what she wrote to Bone Frog. And what she sent to them was, thanks to the Chicks on the Right, I get boned every morning. Thank you for your service. Your coffee is fantastic. And so Tim Cruikshank, who is, of course, the CEO and founder of Bone Frog Coffee, wrote her back in handwriting. See how he does? And he wrote, thanks. There's no better way to start your morning. Merry Christmas from TC.
I mean, can you even? It's the greatest. It's the greatest. I love it.
So this is just your friendly reminder that if you are not getting boned, this is you should.
We need to move over. I'm like off the. I'm. Hey guys, I'm like over here.
Oh wait, okay. How's that? Is that better?
That's a little better.
Okay,
can you guys hear? I may have to sit. I'm sitting on a pillow too.
I always am.
We're literally in a dining room, you guys. She's got quite the setup here.
So this is your reminder that if you've not gotten boned yet, show the mug because this is like the best thing. You got to get yourself boned. It's the best coffee ever. And you can get a 5% off discount if you get a subscription order. You just need to go to bonefrogcoffee.com and then just say in the little drop down when it asks you how you heard about Bone Frog, Chicks on the Right. That's an option.
You guys, we're not going to have a deep dive this week because I don't know if you noticed, but I'm not in Texas. I am here in Indy. So
it's not an illusion.
Yeah, I'll be gone all day today. I won't be writing and I'll be gone all day today. And then I'll be traveling all day tomorrow back to Texas, to my beloved Texas. So we're not going to be doing a deep dive. We'll be doing shows all week like normal, but just no regular shows, just no deep dive. So what you should do is catch up on all of our old deep dives because we have some killer deep dives. But I am here in Indy because I have a family funeral to go to. My Uncle John, my dear Uncle John, passed away last week. And you know what? Instead of prayers for me, if you guys could give prayers to my mama, my sweet mama Alice, who is out there, she may be watching. She probably isn't watching right now. She might
because she's probably getting up early today.
That's true because I'm meeting her this morning. But some of you, especially if you're insiders, you've met Mama Alice. So if you could, that's her brother. So if you could send her some prayers, I would really appreciate it.
So Daisy's going to have like a long ass day and we're not actually going to spend any time together until she gets home tonight, at which point I will be forcing her to watch the Georgia game. Because you'll so be in the mood for that.
Right. I will be home really, really late from being with family. And then she's like, did you bring any red? I was like, no, I didn't. She goes, well, I will make you wear red. And so this is my next 48 hours.
And so then she'll be with me again tomorrow morning. So we'll be doing the show again mm-hmm. tomorrow morning. And then she's like leaving right
leaving
after that.
Right after. So. I know. I'm very fortunate. I have awesome friends here to let me stay.
Like so, she's apologizing for getting here too late.
I was so late last night. It took me forever. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find a good place to sit on. But it took me forever to get here yesterday. It just was it's a very long trip. It's like 12 hours by plane and everything else. I'm like, I could have just freaking driven here, you know?
So then you would have been really tired.
Yeah, though. But I wouldn't have gotten COVID on the plane. You know what I mean?
So she dumb. Had all kinds of people sneezing
Everybody's
on her.
Hacking on you. It's just so dumb. Yeah. I hate planes, you guys.
Brenda Wilson. Oh, thank you. She says happy birthday to Mama Bird.
Aw,
thank you so much. That's so sweet. And then Shelly for Mama Alice. So sweet.
Thank you, Shelly.
And then who is this? Shelly. Many prayers for Mama Alice. Peace and comfort.
Thank
Sherry
you, Shelly.
K. Go thank dogs. You. I bleed red and black. Thank you guys. So sweet. So, so sweet of you all. Oh, a house divided, somebody says. My niece graduated from TCU and her husband graduated from Georgia. Yikes! Uh-oh. A house divided today. I totally get that. I didn't mean to show that
and
from
I've got,
Shelley.
I've got this is happening today. I guess I shouldn't wear this. Should I not wear this today?
You can wear whatever you want today.
No, I probably shouldn't.
I don't.
She's going to make me wear red, you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to force her to wear a red sweatshirt or something tonight. Mm-hmm. So anyway, hope everybody had a good weekend. This was the surprise, right? We told you on Friday that there was going to be a surprise and this was the surprise. Did you guys buy it when I was like, we're having technical difficulties or did you know something was up? I'm very curious.
She's a terrible liar.
I'm not very good at it at all. Listen, I get it. I understand people are going to be rooting for TCU. I totally get it. That's you do you. All right, so we should get to some things because we do have things and stuff to get to. First of all, while Daisy was waiting for her luggage, which took way too long.
It took about 4 hours for me to get my luggage last night because nobody wants to work anymore. Nobody's working. Have you guys noticed that?
Like, it's true.
Wherever you go, whether it's fast food or anything in the service industry, nobody's working anymore. So it just makes everything take exponentially longer than what it should. But yeah, just... why would they work when they can be paid by us to not work? Why would you work? Don't be silly.
So she was taking a little bit longer than she expected. And mm-hmm. so I decided I'm just going to watch the Prince Harry thing on 60 Minutes. And I did that. And it was a huge waste of time because there was nothing new except for the fact that he's just a jerk. He's just an awful, awful jerk, a whining jerk. So I know there's going to be more clips and stuff coming out about that today. And so I just wanted to mention that was a thing. The one thing that I thought was super interesting is that he claims that him and William both. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I just want to make sure it's in the right place.
Can you guys hear everything?
Yes.
Okay. He says him and William both did not believe their mom had died until Harry was 23 years old.
Okay.
He says they thought that it was like some sort of caper where she had just decided she wanted to
check out.
Yeah, she wanted to check out and that eventually she was going to come and get them. And okay. So he did not believe that she had actually died for like 11 years.
Oh my God.
That's what he says. Now, I don't know if that's a thing, if that's true or not, but that's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Kira! There's Kira.
Kira. Oh my gosh. There you
are. I love you guys.
I've seen you forever, Kira.
I know. There's Kira.
There you are.
Okay. Then I also wanted to mention, just to get it out of the way, it's like some really gross headlines.
Okay.
Did you guys see that there was the six-year-old that shot his teacher?
The elementary school teacher. She's still in critical condition, I thought.
Oh my God.
Am I wrong about that?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I mean, six. And it was deliberate. It wasn't like, you know, the 6-year-old didn't know what to do, like what a gun was for. Like he deliberately did this.
Okay. So that's first grade, right? Is that first grade?
Yeah, that's okay. First grade. And then I saw today too, that there was a 12-year-old who stabbed their 9-year-old brother to death.
Okay. I did not see
that. Was in Tulsa. I mean, there's just like, how sick is our culture right now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That this is that. These are kids. These are kids that shouldn't know anything about that.
You're right.
But they do. And yeah, anyway.
Everybody needs Jesus.
Man, do they ever. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have a speaker. That's the big news from the weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
We have a speaker. Some people are pissed off. Like half of us are pissed off and half of us are okay with it. That's
well, you know, I don't like him at all. I'm glad that this is
over.
Like the fight is over.
Right.
And speaking of fights, I'm going to show you a clip from, I think from CNN with Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper had on this woman that he's talking about what's going to happen next. The reason I'm showing this clip is because it includes the fight, the altercation, or the near altercation, I should say, of when Mike Rogers seemed to want to go after Matt Gaetz. So not sure if you guys saw that. Probably everybody has by now. But for those of you who may have missed it, it is included in this clip. Thank you, Travis. Travis says, many prayers to your family.
Thank you.
That God be with you and your family. I got to head out and drive this school bus and pick up kids.
Thank you, Travis.
Godspeed. Yes.
With all the kiddos.
And thank you, Paula. Thank you very much. Okay. So here is the moment that has everybody talking.
McCarthy was confronting Gaetz as he was walking away. Republican Congressman Mike Rogers, who was the chairman designate of the House Armed Services Committee. There you see him going up and having to be restrained by a colleague. He was confronting, oh, look at that, the face grab is quite a thing. Had to be held back going after Matt Gaetz. Apparently, according to reporting, he said, you know, I will finish you or something along those lines. I've never seen anything like that during speaker vote. What about you?
No, I, as a former communications director for the DNC, I was very proud of my Democrats that, you, as you said, we are in array and no violence. Look, I think here's the thing, Jake. We don't even know how long this is going to last because they still have not adopted the rules. And I was hearing from senior Democratic leadership aides that they didn't have, the Republicans did not even have the votes on a Friday night early, what was it, 1 a.m., to adopt the rules package.
Because some of the non-insurgent Republicans
are
balking. Yeah.
Yes,
I don't
absolutely.
Know that they're moderate, but
well,
yeah,
correct.
The more establishment Republicans.
So point being, to what the congressman just said, we may see all of this, we may all be back here tomorrow as this all unravels again.
I can't, oh my God, this chick, she's like, as the former communications director for the Democrats, like we've never been violent.
Right.
I mean, shut up. Give me a break. That all the posturing about, like all, I started watching the coverage on the other channels and that's when I started, listen, we said a lot of stuff last week. It's like, I really do want our party to get along. I think we all want us to be as unified as possible. But when the left uses this to act as if they have never had problems.
Oh my God.
It's like, just shut up. Okay. This is part of the process. I don't like it when, you know, the family's fighting. Okay. Maybe it's because I come from a dysfunctional family. Okay. It makes me very uncomfortable. But part of this is you don't get to take that and then use it against us to act like you've never had dysfunction on your own or like you've never been violent or said violent things, Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
Shut up. You don't get to do that. It's like, you just don't. And like, but that display on the floor where that guy was like, put him up. I mean, it was kind of comical. You guys have to admit it was a little funny watching that guy go after. I kind of wanted to see them in a cage.
And oh,
just,
yeah.
Just to see who would win. Because I'm like, I put my money on the older guy, you know? So, seriously.
Well, and, you know, he's apologized. Everything's fine with Matt Gaetz.
Yes,
and that guy,
it
so
is.
Because
they've all been interviewed and it's like they just, you know, emotions were running high and it is what it is.
And we now know because when Kevin McCarthy went up to go and confront Matt Gaetz, which is what kind of started the whole altercation wheels going. Now we know definitively what was said between those two.
What does a gopher build? Can you say it? Well, who knows? A really rich doctor said you were a bummer.
And I think you don't know algebra.
No, we're talking science, bud.
The science of what? Is that a tiger?
One of your friends promised me I could flick you in your face.
Absolutely, you may not do that.
Hit him in his cringy smirk, for real.
Say any cereal name.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You're like people in the 12th century.
Why'd he say it like that?
You're a formulated pickle popper.
He's a storm cloud.
I don't like you, dude. And there's a tiger. Oh, that's it. You two guys sent the tiger.
What? Not me.
What?
I mean,
tiger?
That's just, I mean,
that is reprehensible.
Okay, yeah. Okay, Brad, I'm a horrible person.
Brad, I'll report you to Nadine.
I just want your leg bones to be okay. I brought the tiger.
Really, you got somebody on the organ now? Hey, man, you're gonna pay for dinner. You're gonna fix. No!
I died at that. I love that so much.
That's who represents us, you guys.
Oh my God. It was just perfect.
That's who represents us.
That's our team. Go team.
Yay.
I don't know why we keep getting blurry. That's my camera.
Yay!
That's like a whole, I think it's because of those
actually,
lights.
It makes me look better. That's great. It was a long night. Yeah.
Okay. So there was, I wanted to show everybody too, the moment where they finally had the votes, right? So it's that chick that's reading off the vote count or whatever. She's clearly not happy about the outcome. And so I thought her face was the most interesting thing.
Her face.
She was not happy.
No.
So they're happy. There's all kinds of hugs. This went on, by the way, for like 10 minutes. I only have, you know, a few minutes.
We can't play it for 10 minutes.
Yeah. But that's what it looked like.
Well, a lot of people were happy they finally came to a solution because somebody's mom died. And then there was like another person that like a baby was born.
Somebody's, oh, really?
Yeah. These people had like personal crap they needed to get. I mean, listen, as much as I can't stand 99% of these people, like they're people. They have families, they have lives, you know, they want it. A lot of these people were like, I've got stuff I got to get out and handle, you know? So, I mean, and I'm going to a funeral today, so I can understand there's stuff that you need to do.
Yeah.
And I could get where there'd be frustration if you had a family funeral to go to and you couldn't get there. And if you were going to miss that, that would be awful. I'd be mad too.
That would suck.
It would suck.
Do you want to read this one from Mark?
Yeah. Nature abhors a vacuum. Ever since the Bible and prayer were taken out of school, Satan's grip on our youth has increased. Drugs, teen pregnancies and school shootings, and now sexual confusion from Mark. Yeah. It's true.
Thank you, Mark Wallace.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kevin, as is the custom, you know, Kevin took the gavel from Hakeem Jeffries and made a speech. And this is the part where I'm just like, God, why do politicians talk in that politician voice? You know what I mean? You know how like newscasters have a voice, mm-hmm. like there's a newscasty voice. Politicians have the same thing, and you could really hear it when Kevin McCarthy did his speech. Now, the piece I'm just going to show for you guys is when he talks about a new way that Congress is going to run, in that now the public is invited in to watch them work. And Pelosi had it closed off for a long, long time, and so now he's opening it up, and that is what he's talking about in this clip where he sounds very politician-y.
It's nighttime here in Washington. But in some ways, it's also like a new beginning, a fresh start. My friends, this chamber is now fully open for all Americans to visit. I want to give all Americans a personal invitation. You are welcome to see this body at work. No longer will the doors be closed, but the debates will be open for you to witness what happens in the people's house.
Anyway, so that was part of his,
you know, the bottom line is it's like, it's all a numbers thing, right? It's the 218. We got to get the right people to vote for the right stuff. We have to, it's all math.
Yeah. What if they can't pass the rules it's package? All, like that chick said,
right. I don't give a crap how he talks. I don't care. Whatever, Kevin, you know what I mean? It doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is math. It's all math, man. That's all it is. So we got to get the right math.
We do have to get the right math.
So there you go.
We also, you need to talk about how you prepared yourself for your flight.
Oh God, I sucked down like 18 immune boosts. I sucked down like 18 of these, you guys.
See that?
That's 18 of those.
Immune super boost from our friends at Healthy Cell. That stuff is way better than your airborne or your...
God, so much better.
That's how you want to boost up your immune system is with the super goo pack from Healthy Cell. So that should be something that is your go-to, especially during cold and flu season and COVID season or whatever. But two, you should also be doing a daily. And they have this fantastic bioactive multivitamin that you take every day that gives you everything that your body needs. They've got a vegan version that has extra B12. That's the one that I take. But it's a daily... it's your daily vitamin mineral supplement that you need. It's the formula that you need. It tastes great and it is absorbed 165% better than any pill, tablet, or capsule. So they're still doing their 20% off deal just for Chicks on the Right audience members. So just use code CHICKS when you go to healthycell.com/CHICKS and you'll get 20% off your first order. So check them out. If you haven't yet, it's a new year, new you. New healthy you, right? Just try it. You're going to love it. I'm obsessed with all of their products. All of them.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, so one more thing of Kevin McCarthy before we move on, and that is when he thanked Donald Trump. He thanked a whole bunch of people for, you know, finally getting the vote through, but then there was this moment.
Especially thank President Trump. I don't think anybody should doubt his influence. He was with me from the beginning. Somebody wrote the doubt of whether he was there, and he was all in. He would call me, and he would call others. And, he really was, I was just talking to him tonight, helping get those final votes. And what he's really saying, really for the party and the country, that we have to come together. We have to focus on the economy. We've got to focus, make our borders secure. We've got to do so much work to do, and he was a great influence to make that all happen. So thank you, President Trump.
So there was that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you got to point out the fact that President Trump also supported the 20 people that, you know, made all that, the 15 days happen. You know what I mean?
You mean he helped them in their campaigns?
He helped them in their campaigns.
Yeah.
So Kevin McCarthy may be saying, you know, he supported me, but Trump also supported those other people.
But not in this process.
Not in the process, okay. But he supported those other people tangentially.
Yeah. I mean, he's the reason a lot of them are in the spots that they're in.
Precisely.
For sure.
Precisely. So it's worth noting that. So, I mean, he has supported a lot of these people. It's not just like he just singularly supported McCarthy.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out.
Yeah.
He may have supported him during this process, and it may have been like the art of the deal. Maybe he felt like that was the right thing to do. I don't know. We don't know unless Trump says that's exactly what he did. So I'm not sure.
Well, you guys saw that picture of Marjorie Taylor Greene holding up her phone.
Mm-hmm,
and
DT.
Like, yeah. And passing it to somebody.
And she said she was talking to him.
Yeah.
That was him. Or she was at least trying to get him to talk to somebody else. And somebody said, no, I don't want to talk to him right now, which is really odd. But well, I don't know why you wouldn't want to talk to him. I would be like, give me the phone. I want to talk to him. You know, but this is the thing. I mean, he's supported a lot of those folks. So I hope that McCarthy isn't just saying he supported me and me alone. That's not I hope that people don't take it just as that, or that he wasn't insinuating that. Because he supported a lot of people.
He did definitely help in mm-hmm. a lot of campaigns, for sure.
Right.
So Friday, you had mentioned how pissed off you were at Dan Crenshaw because of yeah. the whole comparing those 20 plus folks to terrorists and right. using that word. A lot of people were super, super mad about that. So he went on the Sunday talk shows and he was asked about that a couple times. I have him. Who was it? You watched this with me. Who was Neil Cavuto.
Okay,
it was Cavuto.
Yes.
He was on with Cavuto, and Cavuto pinned him down to say, you know, why did you do that? Do you want to say something about that? And you guys, he's just so smug.
He's he's arrogant.
Yeah.
Totally Aryan.
He just, and so he, you know, he explains it away, but like it's his whole
demeanor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys see what you think.
Thanks for having me, Neil.
Let me ask you a little bit about some of the things that you had said. Ted Cruz, for example, had bashed you for some of the rhetoric you were using, told you to settle down, you know, that calling a lot of these folks enemies early on. And you also had other choice words, didn't help anybody. What do you say?
To Ted Cruz, I mean, he's called American citizens terrorists multiple times. So, you know, if he really wants to play that game. Look, I do not think these people are terrorists. And to the extent that my colleagues took offense to that, I've gone up to them and said, of course, I didn't mean it that way. We were speaking in terms of a very difficult negotiation where sometimes you use a turn of phrase about not giving in to terrorists. I don't disagree with anything Scott Perry just said. Scott Perry was one of these people working in good faith. And Chip Roy was one of these people working in good faith. You know, the only thing I disagree with them on is how long it could have taken to get to this point.
I mean, he just is so smug.
Yeah. We interviewed him. God, what was it? 2 years ago?
Yeah. Because we were like probably in the studio.
Yeah. And we were in the studio back in Indy here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in Indy right now. I forget sometimes where I am. But yeah, he and I remember thinking, yeah, that was a... I was so excited about that interview.
Yeah.
So excited about it. Cause it's like, he was kind of new to the scene, sort of. It was like when he was newish and
he was popular.
Yeah. I think,
really popular when we talked to him.
Uh-huh. And it's almost as if he treated us like we were so lucky to talk to him.
And then it took everything to get his team to even
right.
share that they had been on our show.
Oh my God. And then I was so disappointed after we talked to him, if that makes any sense. I was just like, wah, 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 wah. That's how I felt after that interview. Yeah. And now I get it.
Now
get it.
That's somebody that's gotten way too big for their britches, for
so
sure.
So big.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank Brian.
You, Brian. Love seeing you together in person.
Thank you.
Prayers for Mama Alice and
thank
happy
you.
Birthday, Mama Bird.
Thank you, Brian.
We did, but it was my mom's birthday, like officially on Saturday. And so we had a video call and it was
my
perfect.
Gosh, she showed it to me and we cried this morning and.
It was. I just have a really great family.
Her family is like Norman Rockwell family, you guys, which is not what mine is. So, you know what I mean? I love my family, but her family is like, she was literally raised in like a Norman Rockwell family.
I mean, they are.
And so I'm always
people.
Like, can your parents adopt me? Even though I want to keep my mom, could you, your parents still adopt? Like, I want to be like pseudo adopted into your family. And
honorarily, she has been.
Yeah.
But she's just looking for paperwork.
I'd like
so.
To draw up a certificate or something. Like, I just like to draw something up. You can do that. Yeah. It'd be great.
Oh my God, Kira. You have to say it.
Venezuela. Venezuela.
Oh my God.
I totally forgot about Venezuela.
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 That's how, Kira.
That's how you say it.
Okay. So anyway, speaker, we have a new speaker. Who knows
what's going to happen
with the rules.
218, blah, man. Blah, blah, blah. 218. It's about the math. Whatever. Let's move on.
So the other big story from the weekend is that Joe Biden decided, hey, maybe I should go see that border thing that everybody's been talking
Where's
about.
Where's the border, Jill? Where is it? Do you have any pudding?
And so, as I predicted, you heard it here first.
Can you give me the lottery numbers? If you've been predicting a lot of crap lately, I'd like some, like to win. You should give us all the lottery numbers. We've been playing on Sid's lottery. We all need the lottery numbers.
As I predicted, the migrants cheered. As soon as his motorcade passed by, everybody that is illegal was like, yay, Biden,
Venezuela!
Venezuela. Now, he didn't notice any of that because, of course, he was inside the car. But there is footage of the migrants cheering for his motorcade because, of course, they think he's great.
Wearing Biden and Harris t-shirts.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what they were doing.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you, Luke. Luke says, love seeing you all together. Makes my Monday. Prayers for your mother,
thank
Daisy,
you,
and
thank
your family.
Thank you, Luke.
Everyone have a blessed week. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so he went to El Paso, and you probably saw, they totally cleaned it up for him.
Oh, yeah.
And
night and day.
Who are the people that were doing that? Because it says officials clean up the homeless camps and all of the...
I'm sure that the feds went in there and did that.
Oh,
because they had,
God,
like, before and after pictures. And it's just stupid. I mean, it was so sanitized.
Yeah.
Him. So incredibly sanitized. And it's like El Paso is cleaned up just for the president. It's like, seriously? Give me a break. Show him a non-sanitized version.
Show him the problem.
Because
what point is there of cleaning it up? The whole point is for him to see what is actually happening.
Yeah. There. See the filth. Show him the filth.
Yeah.
That the El Paso residents have to deal with. Show him the filth that Texas people have to deal with. Show him the crap. Show him the shitstorm. Show him that.
Yeah,
yeah.
They didn't. They cleaned it up nicely for him. And so on Friday, in John Kirby's presser, one of the reporters tried to get John Kirby to say, like, to answer to that. They were like, hey, how come you guys are giving him the sanitized version of what's going on? And here's how that went.
Separate question on the border then, to follow up when she was asking about. There's reporting that El Paso has cleared the downtown of these expansive migrant camps that have grown there in advance of the president's arrival. Is the president going to see a sanitized version of El Paso when he arrives at the border on Sunday?
The president's very much looking forward to seeing for himself firsthand what the border security situation looks like, particularly in El Paso. He's very much also looking forward to getting a chance to talk to Customs and Border Patrol agents on the ground who are actually involved in this mission to get their firsthand perspectives of it.
And I'm not gonna answer the question.
Yeah, I'm not gonna answer.
I'm not gonna answer the question.
Because that question makes me uncomfortable.
Right. And he absolutely saw a sanitized version. That's it's insane. And then he spent what, 3 hours there?
Max. There's no way he talked to Border Patrol. Mm-mm. There's no freaking way.
Somebody was asking, I don't know who it was, but he was absolutely right. Like, the ideal situation would be if he spent like 1 or 2 weeks there.
Yeah.
Seriously, he should have just worked from there. You know, we work remotely. He should just work from the border, spend at least a week there, and then really get, like, immerse himself, because it's that much of a crisis. Like, he should immerse himself there for like a week and then really see and go to several places on the border.
Yes.
Several different locales on the border to see what it's actually like. And then he would know what a complete shit fest it is.
Yeah.
Then he would know.
And so the fact that they sanitized it for him is a completely such a counterproductive move.
Yeah.
So there was also the moment where Greg Abbott met Biden on the tarmac. Now, I do have a clip of Greg Abbott explaining how that happened. I was seeing headlines that said that at the moment that they shook hands, Abbott handed him a frosty letter. That's how the headlines were calling it. I'm calling it a sternly worded letter.
That was the Daily Mail, though. They also say that, like, they would be like, Mock has great pins. That's what they would say in the Daily Mail.
He cut a frosty figure is what they would say.
That's how they talk. Yeah.
So I don't have that. I don't have the video of that moment because I didn't think it was necessarily worth showing. But I did want to show Greg Abbott explaining how that moment came to be.
This entire time, Joe Biden has not called me. He did not call me, nor his staff. Called and let us know either about his visit or to invite us until last night. We got a random email to one of my staff members asking if I would be there to meet him on the tarmac. And so they have failed to communicate. And listen, this visit is about 2 years too late and about $20 billion short of what needs to be done. All he's going to do down there is rearrange the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. He's not going to achieve any solutions that will make the border safer, more secure, and stop illegal immigration.
I mean,
it's insanity. Yeah. Somebody was asking, Anita asked, so when a president goes to a natural disaster site, do they clean up first? No, they don't. They don't. And it's a great
point. That is a great point.
It's a fantastic
That's
point.
A great point.
Mm-hmm. They don't clean up first, which is precisely what they did this weekend.
God, it just is... And to spend only 3 hours. And then, you know, in advance of his trip, he released this information about all the things that he's going to do to fix the border. And this 30,000 people are going to fly and then everybody else is going to get kicked out. It's all bull crap, right? Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, we're going to have an app. There's going to be an app for our illegals. This is the kind of stuff that is not going to do anything. And here's a Texas sheriff saying exactly that.
Impact do you think these changes will actually make?
They're not going to make an impact whatsoever. Immigration laws have been on the books for past 40, 50 years. And they're just this administration is just refusing to enforce those laws. My county is being completely overrun.
Yep. They're just not enforcing the damn
laws.
Did
you see him with his beard and his hat? And he had like a sign that said the Lord behind him. Texas, y'all. Texas. I know his hat was huge, right, Kira? I know. Seriously, that's Texas. I love him so much.
That was just such a huge, huge waste of time. Huge waste of time.
Yeah, but he was posturing because he's probably going to, we're running for president kind of thing is happening soon, you know?
Yeah.
It's probably happening. And if he didn't visit the border, that would have been bad optics, don't you think?
I mean,
he had to do it.
I think the Republicans can use the moment that his motorcade passes and the illegals are cheering for him as a campaign thing.
But there are still idiots out there. I mean, as evidenced by the midterms, there are still idiots out there that think that he is good for this job.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
I will never understand it either.
Yeah.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Right now, the sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets, those delicious, wonderful, soft, but not too slickery Dream Sheets are on massive sale when you use code CHICKS at mypillow.com/CHICKS.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Chicks on the Right. This is columnist and podcaster Sarah Carter, and I would like to tell you about your new best friend on Friday nights, ZBiotics. Let me tell you, if there's a surefire way to wake up feeling fresh after a night of drinking, it's with ZBiotics. ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in your gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. Every time I have ZBiotics before drinks, I notice a difference the next day. Even after a night out, I can confidently plan on waking up with a smile on my face, ready to face the day. Go to zbiotics.com/radio, R-A-D-I-O, to get 15% off your first order when you use radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're ever unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's zbiotics.com/radio, and use the code radio, R-A-D-I-O, at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Switching gears just a little bit, we told you last week about George Santos, who's the new Republican congressman from New York, and like he's the big fat liar that's lied about just absolutely everything that has to do with his past. And it was funny watching some of the early votes for speaker. No one would talk to him, you guys. Like he would be sitting in the House just by himself. No one wanted to have anything to do with him. And I don't like him. Like he's a jerk. And every time he's been questioned about his lies, he's kind of like Crenshaw. Like he's just defiant, as if he's not contrite at all. He
like, how dare you question me?
Yeah. Like he's just like, well, I've made mistakes, but listen, I'm not backing down, and I'm going to keep doing all of this stuff.
Well, it's kind of like Crenshaw. I hate it when people like when they're questioned about making mistakes or doing something wrong, they're like, well, I know I am, but what about you?
Right.
It's like, that's not what the question was.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah,
he's just not, it's the worst possible version of Republicans, right? Mm-hmm. So, but the most ridiculous thing happened, and that is that Joy Reid and then others accused him of flashing the white power symbol, you guys, like the OK sign. You know, this is like now the white power sign.
And he's Hispanic.
He's right. So he's not a white supremacist, okay?
Right.
And so here, this is Joy Reid trying to have a panel discussion about that and actually getting kind of knocked down, which I really enjoyed the end of this.
This inside coup, which is basically insurrectionist versus insurrectionist, is about committee seats. it's about something as small and mundane as committee seats. And one of the people who will have the power to use that vote of no confidence by himself is this guy. Can we put up George Santos? George Santos, who we don't even know anything about his background because he lied about it all, and who appeared today to throw the white power sign when he voted on the second round of the Kevin McCarthy vote. This was not in today's vote. I think this is either today or it might have been yesterday. He did that. And one of the people that was on the ballot at that time, of course, was Byron Donalds, who is black. Now, we haven't been able to get comment from him because there's no office, because they're not Congress people yet. But that's where we are, Tim. And I wonder what you make of that.
Yeah, I don't. He might have just been holding his fingers together. I don't know. There's plenty of bad things about George Santos without me reading into his body language.
Exactly.
Right.
Thank you.
I mean, somebody with a little bit of sense.
Can you even with this God. Whole? Can we just stop with the whole? This does not mean anything except for okay. And
or sometimes people just hold their hand like that. God, shut up.
It's just so stupid.
Why are people with no joy named Joy?
Yeah.
Why?
Joy Reid. Joy.
What's her name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? They have no joy.
None. It's like they're rebelling against their own name. Anyway, it's time for your whack.
Oh, you guys, my whack today.
Let me open it for
okay.
You,
so did you guys see this? There was a protest at Rolling Stone, the offices, because Celine Dion was excluded from the 200 greatest singers of all time. Okay. Now, listen, I am no Celine Dion fan. I think if you have been here for a little while, you know that Celine Dion is not my type of music. I mean, it's just not something that I listen to.
I think you'd probably belt her out in a car, though.
No.
I think you would.
No, my heart will not go on. But I will say that if you put her up against Bob Dylan or Courtney Love, who made the list of 200, I feel like she should probably win. Like, yeah. I will give respect to somebody with a set of pipes.
Right. You know?
Like, I think Ariana Grande is crap. I don't like her. She's like a donut-licking freak, okay? But she's got a good set of pipes. I will give props.
Was she on there?
I don't know if she was or not, but I will give props to people who have a good set of pipes, right? And Celine Dion, you guys.
I mean, come on.
I mean, come on is right. She was not on the list. And so like her 20 fans protested outside of Rolling Stone.
She has more than 20 fans.
All right. Her 25 fans went outside of Rolling Stone and they protested for her. And I think that that is appropriate because she should totally be on the list because she's a fantastic singer. She really is. And she should be on that list. And they're calling it a snub crime.
Well, and okay, so here's what Rolling Stone is saying. Their excuse for this is to say, it's not the best vocalist. This is, keep in mind, this is the greatest singers list, not the greatest voices.
She's a great singer.
Which I don't really understand the difference.
I think there's beef here because several years back, she said something negative about Rolling Stone or dissed them in some way. And so there's beef between the two parties. There's beef between her and Rolling Stone in some way. I don't know all the drama, but there's drama there. Anyway, since then, they've been like, Celine Dion, and so they kept her off this list purposely, like with purpose, on purpose, and so now people are like outraged about this, and rightly so.
It just amazes me that there are people that would actually take time to go and protest that. You know what I mean? Like, I get like saying something on social media, going, "That's not right," but to actually go in person to the Rolling Stone headquarters,
listen,
to protest.
I think if there was a greatest chicks list, I would hope that there'd be at least 20 people that would go protest if we were kept off the greatest chicks list. I would hope. You know?
Well, I mean, if they're specifically referring to people that go by the word chicks, okay,
right.
I don't know that we are qualified for the top 200 women ever.
No.
But definitely 200 chicks.
Definitely not ladies.
But Mark says, "Hey, Joy, let's talk about the Black Republican congressman who's not allowed into the Black Congressional Caucus."
There you go.
That's happened before. Donald's is not the first Black Republican to be excluded.
And hey, Joy, let's talk about all that old stuff that you used to write on your blog.
Yeah.
About homosexuals.
It was not hacked.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even try.
Hacked my, you know what?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Terry Kaff was excluded, but did I protest? No. I have a life. That's from Brian Brumley.
Terry Kaff.
I don't know who that is either. Should we know who that is?
It's Terry Kaff.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. I hope Karen Carpenter was on that list.
Oh my gosh, we should really look at the list.
We should look at the list because I will say, you know, again, I'm not like the Carpenters. Listen, I know I don't listen to the Carpenters all the time, but her voice as a voice, one of probably top three greatest women's voice of all time.
I don't even know who's Rosalia.
Mama Cass, great women, great voice.
Glenn Danzig, who are these people?
That? Billie Eilish.
She does have a really nice voice. I like it. Burna Boy?
I don't know who that is. I mean, it's ridiculous, this list.
Paul Westerberg? There's so many people I don't know.
I don't know any of these people either. Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. All right. 194,
She's
though?
194 on
Oh,
the
my
list.
God. She has got some pie.
This is the thing.
Who is number one? Do we know?
Probably like what's her name? And I Will Always Love You.
Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
Is that who was number one?
I don't know, but she probably is like number one. I feel like.
Well, see, now we have to know.
No, you'd see that.
It's oh my God, take, there's so
it'll
many.
It'll take forever for you to get there. We can't. It's going to take forever. We'll let you guys know tomorrow who number one is.
Okay.
We'll go through the top 10 list tomorrow.
Because damn.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
I mean, Celine, you know, whether you like her music or not, I think everybody can appreciate Celine Dion's range and like power. And
she's got pipes.
I mean.
Aretha Franklin's totally on the list.
Absolutely. Oh, Ariana was 43rd. See, I don't think she's that much more talented than Kelly Clarkson.
Agreed.
Because Ariana, she's a very one trick sort of pony, you know, and Kelly can sing anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
Whitney is two or three. Nicole, okay. I figured Aretha is number one. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Oh, Aretha's number one. All right. Yeah. Well, that's probably.
All right.
Okay.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to go through that list later because we're going to have to look at that.
Anyway, you guys, it's going to be a great day.
It's going to be a rough day
for you guys. It's going to be a great day for you guys.
You're not going to have the greatest day.
No, it's going to be kind of a crappy day.
But you know what? You're going to be surrounded by family.
I'll get to see some family. And, like, so that's nice.
You'll be all loved up.
Exactly. I'll get to see some family.
And then you get to come home and watch a Georgia game.
That's going to be the greatest part of my day. I get to see.
I mean, what could be better?
Is I get to have red slapped on me the minute I get to back to Mock's house. You're not wearing red. Yeah.
Oh, she'll wear red.
So you go. Oh, we can bring it in.
Oh, yeah.
We can bring it in. We can bring it in. You guys, bring it in. Oh, God. She's going to give me a vertebral. Oh, my God. Something snapped. Something just snapped, you guys.
Oh, my God.
You guys, have a wonderful, wonderful day. And we will talk to you tomorrow right back here.
Yeah, we'll be together again tomorrow.
All right. Bye, everybody.